I'm excited about today's second date update because the girl who's on the phone to do a second date update today asked in her email if she could use a fake name and remain anonymous.
Uh-oh.
And that means one thing and one thing only. A fake name means she's a stripper.
That's right.
That's not what
I'm super excited about today's second date update, fellas. She is working hard for you. She's got on her stilettos and her lycra and ready to see if she can find love. We don't know what her real name is, but she goes by Nikki when she's doing her second date update thing. So everybody, welcome to center stage, Nikki.
What's up, Nikki?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Did I get it right? Are you a stripper? Is that why we wanted to use a fake name?
You were close. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'm not a stripper. I work in a regular office.
That's right. It's Nikki from the office. Cubicle number 4. Oh, who's collating things? She's collating things on the daily, fellas, for you.
Nikki. All right, Nikki, I'll stop.
I'm sorry.
So your email said
okay.
That you would do the second date update if you could remain anonymous. And after reading your email, I understood exactly why you wanted to do that. Why don't you tell everybody your story?
Okay, so I went on a date with this guy who's actually my supervisor. So that's why.
So that's why you don't want anyone to find out that you guys went out.
Yeah, it's kind of weird now because we both worked in the same office, but now he works in a different office. He got transferred over actually like right after we went on like a date. We had had a flirtation for a while in the office and we would talk via text a little bit. And then we went to this work party and he actually like officially asked me out. But, you know, we didn't want to make a big thing about it. We didn't want everyone to know. So we were trying to keep it really quiet.
But you guys weren't really dating. You just went on one date, right?
Yeah, but we had like a flirtation for a while. You know, when you kind of have like a thing with someone and it's maybe is obvious, but you're trying not to make it be obvious, like in the office, but you know, you're not really supposed to like date your boss.
Yeah,
so.
It's like every time they walk by your desk, you drop a pen and be like, can you pick that up for me?
Oops, sorry about that.
It's always how women flirt. We bend over a lot.
Well, did I just pour this cup of water on my head? I'm wearing a white shirt, boss. I know how the flirting game goes in the office.
And I've
been around an office or two in my day. So you guys actually did go out on a date, though?
Yeah, we went to dinner. We went to this kind of like hole-in-the-wall restaurant, like really small, off-the-beaten path.
So no one could see you and you couldn't get caught?
Yeah, which was kind of like fun. We sat like in the back. It was really romantic, actually. And we had a really nice time.
Is your, the place where you work, would this be like a huge deal? Would he get fired over something like this?
I mean, I don't know that he would be fired, but everyone would gossip about it. We wouldn't be able to live that down. Like, he might not lose his job. I don't know that I would want to stay working there if people found out, though.
Really?
Okay.
So how was your guys' actual date?
It was a really good date.
Oh.
We had a lot of fun.
What does
You're
that mean?
You're in deep.
How much fun did you have?
A lot of fun. I don't
nice.
Want to it was a lot of fun.
Okay.
Did your date go on until the morning time?
I'm not saying any more about
it. I think we all know the answer to that based on what you just said. All right, so how did everything end with him? What's the last time that you guys talked?
The morning after our date.
Oh, okay, so I guess we get that question answered again.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the last thing that you guys said to each other?
Well, there wasn't a lot of talking.
Wow.
Nice. You're being
guys.
Vague, but you're telling us more
yeah.
about your date than most people do on their
Double
second date
dip,
update.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, you guys had a lot of pent-up tension between you two that you had to get out of the way.
So after you guys were done with all of that, how many times have you tried to get a hold of him?
Well, I've called his new office like 2 times, 3 times, but I don't ever leave a message because I don't want to have to go through his assistant. I feel like then everyone would know. It would be really awkward. And I texted him, and he didn't respond. And I feel like now I'm being creepy. I feel like I'm being that girl who sends, like, 50 messages, and it's like, why aren't you texting me back? I don't want to be like that.
Yeah.
So I kind of stopped doing that.
So, I mean, when you guys were hanging out, was there talk about, like, oh, I've waited so long to be with you? Or did it feel more like just a crazy hookup night?
No, it didn't feel like a crazy hookup night. There wasn't, like, a whole serious, like, I would like to date you now conversation. But we definitely had a conversation about how nice it was to be able to spend time with each other outside of the office. Mm-hmm. We both said that we really had enjoyed like spending time together and that we would like to do again. But now I can't get a hold of him. So, you know, that's why I came to you guys, because I don't know, maybe he didn't mean any of that when he said that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, meant it when I said it.
Well, play a song, come back, call him and get your second date update. All right.
Okay.
All right. And I promise I will keep your name anonymous.
Nikki. You have my word. And if there's one thing I have, it's my honor. Unlike Nikki, who's lying to us about her name in the second date update.
Okay, hang on, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on.